Do you know what my favourite letter is?
What is it?
You think it's R, but actually it's the C.
What's happening, everybody? And welcome to Combrosations, a show where we record conversations we were going to have anyway and upload it to the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro, with the most below, Sheps. How's it going,
it's
bro?
It's going good. How's it going?
It's going fantastic because we finally have a release date for Disney Plus in the UK. That's right. Ever since they announced the amazing movies that we're going to get, ever since they announced Mandalorian and Kenobi.
Yeah.
It was some great
stuff. All the Disney movies on there, everything.
The Simpsons as well. Ever since they announced that, we've been like, great, when are we going to be able to get this and how much is it going to cost?
How can I give you money? How soon before I can give you my money for this service?
Exactly. Yeah. They announced for the US, they announced a couple of other territories like Netherlands for some reason, coming the 12th of November, which is very soon.
Like in a few days.
Exactly. Then we was like, where's the UK release date?
One of the largest economies in the world, you know, huge motivated audience.
Right. The whole of Europe as well, apparently in that category.
Yeah, absolutely.
No word whatsoever. We finally got our release date.
They've broken their silence.
Are you ready for this?
Tell me how soon I get it.
The 31st of March, 2020.
For fuck's sake. No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Well, I guess...
The Pirate Bay...
I was going to ask, because you know it's a streaming service, right? That means that you need... What's that thing... It's like a web. It's interconnected. I can't remember, but you know the thing that's online?
yes, that's right.
The internet.
That's right.
So instead of using that to stream on Disney Plus, I wonder if there's another place I can go and find this content. I can't think.
Do you know what my favourite letter is?
What is it?
You think it's R, but actually it's the C.
I love that so good. This is going to get pirated like no man's business. Yeah. I don't understand what their reasoning is here.
No, me neither.
This is the official tweet, just so you can hear, by the way. So Disney Plus themselves tweeted this out. They go, just announced, hashtag Disney Plus will be available in the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and much more to be announced soon, starting the 31st of March, 2020. As if this is a great, cool announcement they've made. Yeah. Guys, you know those shows you're looking forward to, especially that cool new Star Wars one that we've pitched as our main premiere thing, Mandalorian, you're gonna get to watch it months after everyone else watches it.
What's weird, what's super weird, is that maybe there's some reasoning. Maybe they're like, look, all these shows need to be made and then we need to get them in French, in German, in Dutch,
possibly,
in Spanish, in Italian. I get it, right? By the way, those guys watch a ton of shit in English, right?
They
not like the dudes in Germany don't want to watch something in English. They'll watch it in English, right? We all watch. Like, you and I watch tons of foreign films, or have done, right?
Exactly.
So that's not the thing. But the UK, why leave us out? Because we consume... You don't have to dub it into... English EN, we just consume it in English US.
It's like if they go and say initialize, for example. Wait a minute, did you say initialize with a Z or an S?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you say color with a U or just an O?
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. No, I can't take this.
Like,
I can't watch it.
Hey, bro, what does that mean?
Oi, mate.
Oi,
oh, now
governor.
We get it. Yeah, like, now we get it. So that makes absolutely no sense
at all. No sense at all, no.
Don't pirate stuff.
No.
Pay the full retail price. Now, me and myself, I'm going to be watching The Mandalorian when it comes out.
Day one of release. I'm going to be with everyone else in the conversation.
We should go get an affiliate code for VPN.
We should.
NordVPN.
I was going to say NordVPN. Yes.
I've been getting smashed with NordVPN. Let's look into that now. If you check the description. If you see an affiliate code for NordVPN, they're sponsoring this episode. We've been working with them for ages to bring you this great service to help you do whatever the hell you've seen on all the other videos. They do that for us as well.
They do all this great stuff. You guys check them out. I honestly use them. I've never wanted to like shout out, but they do a good job. They do a good job. So why not?
I mean, the thing is as well, even. Like, isn't it funny that we were like, oh, let's look for a VPN? Because I would give Disney this money.
Yeah.
And I live on the... I spend a lot of time on the internet. I can't confirm or deny if all my software is... It is definitely fully paid for.
Exactly.
Because we are ethical, money-making YouTubers, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. We're rolling them YouTuber pennies.
Pennies.
But why? Why would you do this?
I remember when this service came out, and I remember all the conversation. Obviously, we were in it. We were in this conversation, yeah, and stuff like that. It was 100% positive. No one had a bad word to say about it. There was every Disney movie on there.
Absolutely.
Star Wars, Marvel. There were awesome Marvel shows to look forward to. Falcon and Winter Soldier, yeah, WandaVision, all these
things. Oh, yeah,
things.
Just the Marvel lineup
was enough.
Is tons, yeah, right?
Then there was like Mandalorian. Then we got the amazing news of Ewan McGregor coming back to play Kenobi. I was like, yes, this, yeah, is great.
I will chuck a tenner a month at this.
Right? And then
all
they were
day
like,
long, for years.
The press. And is the press? The press is
$8.99 or $9.99
was like, amazing. I'm cancelling my Netflix because this has way more like shows that
stuff
I love.
I wouldn't watch. Absolutely.
And then they just do this out of left field without any explanation, without any reasoning, with nothing. Just, yeah, okay, US is going to get it. They're going to watch all that cool stuff that you wanted. And I guess you guys in the UK are going to wait for us to release it.
I'm not even salty about it from the perspective that we make content about this stuff. So boys, if you're new around here, we've been doing Movie Club, which, yes, has been a ton of fun. It's on hold now until Rise of Skywalker. And then after that, we're going to pick another franchise or, yeah, something. But I'm sorry about this as a fan.
Yeah.
I love Star Wars. I love Marvel. I love Disney.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to wait 5 or 6 months for, no, The Mandalorian. What the fuck are you playing at?
Especially because it makes no sense.
It's would I?
It's not like they're going to give us a discount when it comes out. It's not like they're going to reward us with a new show's coming and it's going to be releasing on that day that it comes out. No. It's just, no, you guys wait.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to wait. I'm gonna watch it.
There was some rumors, and this was complete rumors and speculation by people, nothing to do with anyone from Disney or industry insiders, that apparently it has to do with, you know, Sky in the UK. They have a bunch of movies on their service, and apparently there's contracts that end
Who
and whatnot.
Who cares about Sky?
That's the thing.
Heck, apparently, Sky. Excuse my language.
Apparently it was like a contract thing. That's what people are thinking anyway, that they go, you cannot be on any other service
Disney
until that goes.
Disney can break a contract.
Right?
Who cares?
And that's the thing, like 10 million, there you go. Fuck it, we've got our own service.
Yeah.
You're going to make that
in the first month.
Exactly.
The first month just from us.
I don't know what the deal is. And frankly, I can't think of an excuse that would excuse them in my mind.
I'm genuinely considering acquiring,
mm-hmm,
access to The Mandalorian and then streaming it pretending I'm playing a Star Wars game on Twitch or something. Be like, oh, hey, look, the Star Wars game's amazing. Ooh.
Like the people that were doing the like UFC fights and stuff like that. Well, I'm just playing UFC 2019, you know what I'm saying? This is really, really sad news, actually.
So dumb.
I don't know what the deal is. It's like 4 damn months after the US are getting it.
How does it make sense?
US and Netherlands. So strange.
That's the thing as well. If it was US only, at least it makes sense. But why are all of us being left out in the Netherlands?
Right there. We're just sort of next to them.
20 people and 100,000 sheep.
Right.
Get it.
And a bunch of tulip farmers.
Yeah. And you've got all of the EU and Britain. I don't know what happens there. But all of this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Eurozone. That's like the largest economy on the planet. And it's just left out.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't get it.
What the hell?
Doesn't make any sense.
Disney, what are you playing at?
Oh, God. Guys, let us know in the comment section how you feel about this. What you think the reason could be. And what you're going to do. Are you going to sit patiently, abide by Disney's rules, and wait for The Mandalorian to come out in the 31st?
Or like us, we fly over to America, consume all the content, of course, and then fly back.
Well, this is the thing.
And
we've
do
got
our content.
We've got content to do. So what we do is we'll fly every week.
Yes, of course.
We'll go watch the show.
And
we'll come back.
It's unreasonable to stay out there for a long time.
Exactly. So we'll go there, just watch the show for an hour
weekly. Yeah.
And then come back.
Exactly.
And then go again. And that's, we don't care about the plane cost. Really.
No, we're money making YouTubers.
Money making YouTubers. You should subscribe to our Patreon. We don't have Patreon.
We don't have Patreon. Buy our merch.
No, we don't have any of that. We don't have that. Just buy our mugs, our fleshlights, wherever you get. But yeah, this is really, really troubling.
It's insane.
I don't know
it
what
is insane. I don't understand this as a business move. You know when you're like, oh, that guy's a great businessman. The guy's running Disney. They must be, you know, the amazing businessman. What the fuck?
This is so not
that.
What
the hell?
It's like, what is this?
What the hell? Anyway, boys, check the description because after this, I'm genuinely going to check if he has an affiliate code for NordVPN. And if we do, sponsor the show. Thank you, NordVPN, for whatever the hell. If not, you know, maybe do that or don't. Otherwise, we'll be going to that place with the boats. And the people that are free enterprising entrepreneurs on the sea.
Gold, seven seas type people.
We'll be going there for our content.
All right, bro, let's move on to our next bunch of topics.